This WBEZ podcast is supported by Invisible Wounds Foundation, committed to healing military members living with brain injuries suffered in service. Thousands of service members are living with traumatic and devastating brain injuries that we can't see. Join the mission by texting DUTY to 53555 to give, or learn more at invisiblewounds.org.
High schools often push students to go to a four-year college, but not every student is meant to do that. A small organization in the northern suburbs is showing students what else there is and how to get there. WBEZ's Susie Ahn reports.
Anahi Ramirez is a senior at Waukegan High School. She's still deciding what she wants to do after she graduates.
I have like a mix of things that I am interested in, like literature and Spanish, and also at school. I took a new class, Contemporary International Issues.
Ramirez says her school pushes a typical message that all students should aim to go to college, and she interprets that as a four-year program. She says the school doesn't really talk about other options.
They just basically say, oh, you have to go to college, and if you don't, like, you're not going to do anything. You're going to live with your parents, like, for the rest of your life.
Last year, 60% of Waukegan High School graduates enrolled in some kind of post-secondary program within a year of graduating. But many of them had little guidance before they went down that path, whether that was for a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, or a certificate. That's something that Beacon Place is trying to change. It's an education-focused community center in Waukegan. Ramirez is part of its launch program that helps students figure out their post-high school plans.
College for all is a misnomer. Post-secondary opportunities and a path with a plan, that is what we should be talking about.
That's Anne Durow, program manager with Beacon Place.
What we work really hard to do is make sure that our students understand that they have choice, but their responsibility is to actively look and consider what those choices might be.
The program explicitly breaks down the steps needed to reach their goals. That could be how to get in a four-year college and then what to expect once there, or matching up a student's skill set with their own unique path to a certificate program, like in manufacturing or early childhood education. The National Student Clearinghouse Research Center finds that about a quarter of students who enroll in college do not return for their second year. Mi-Kyung Ryu with the research center says access to information is tied to post-secondary success.
Not all high school students are aware that there are many, many different types of colleges that they can consider,
like associate's degree programs and trade schools. But anything other than a four-year program can be treated as a lesser option. Ryu says research shows that depending on the field and location, a person with a two-year associate's degree can out-earn their peers with four-year degrees, like chemical and industrial technology.
Particularly what concerns the research community in terms of lack of access to information is the students who are historically, traditionally underserved.
Andrew says some students don't think about what happens after graduation until they get to the 11th grade. And that's a problem, especially for kids who go to community college without realizing they'll have to take remedial classes, now called developmental education.
They get in those remedial courses. The odds are totally against them of ever completing any kind of meaningful degree.
In 2017, most Waukegan High School graduates that went to a community college had to take remedial classes. Some trade careers require kids to master basic English and math skills covered in those courses. Durow says Beacon Place helps students understand that failing those classes can be a major hurdle, and they try to intervene before students get to that point. High school freshman Roger Vargas already knows what he wants to do and how he'll get there.
I want to go to a tech school, and I want to work on cars, automotive. That only takes 2 years, and if I want to, I can become the other part, which is a technician. I feel like doing that, you open yourself to more things.
Anne Durow recalls one student who wanted to go to college to be an engineer, but didn't have the grades. They walked him through the process of getting in an apprenticeship program. She says now he's excited about his first job in manufacturing.
It's got to be something that resonates with you. Meets your skill set, meets your desires, meets your goals.
Durow says it requires hard work and effort, even if the destination isn't a four-year college. Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.